City, when you got up today, was there a free paper or free coffee on the way to the rink or anything, having a shutout?
No, just a five-year-old in my bed wanting to play dolls. That's about it.
Not talking about the shutout, though.
Oh, no, she didn't. She was in bed before the game was over, so it's all good. Just a new day.
How does it feel a day later to not only get a chance once again to play, but to do so well?
It feels great. You know, my opportunities are limited here, so every chance I get to go in, and I want to play well, so I was happy that last night I was able to do that.
Any fond memories from 2011 as New Year's approaching? A lot of changes.
A lot of changes. I mean, obviously, I think everybody was pretty excited about the team coming here, and that was a pretty big one, I think, not only for, you know, for the guys in here and the city of Winnipeg, but I think for everybody in Canada and the hockey world. I think it was pretty special to be a part of it.
Off the ice, a new baby must be the highlight for
you. Yeah, definitely. That was, obviously another dream come true, and just, something I'll never forget that day, and it's awesome to be doing that every day as well. Just the same way I always do. Just I try to use every practice, to work on my game and, to get better and be ready for when I do get an opportunity. Because, I know that at any given time you can get put in there, and I've seen that enough over my career. And just just work hard and keep working at my game every day, because it's those are my games.
So practice isn't the same as playing in a game.
No, it's definitely. It's definitely different. I mean, you have to deal with a lot of different elements in a game, with all the traffic and just the intensity and all the scrambles and things like that. But you try to simulate that as best as you can, and hopefully it translates into the games.